Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. Welcome to episode 142 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be continuing our series on starting strong. Last week, when we started this series, we talked about what it means to start. And then we talked about what it means to start strong. And then we started off some principles behind starting strong. The one we said was to start on the foundation of Jesus. So the second principle we'll go to in terms of starting strong is committing your ways to the hands of the Lord. If you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight." That's verses 5 and 6. So the thing is, whenever you're doing something, if you want to start it well, and you want that thing to have longevity, and you want to finish it well, then you want to make sure that you commit those things into God's hands. There's this part of the Bible that says, "Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord." Right? You need God to help you in the things that you do. Before you start something new, be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, even if his ministry was only 3.5 years on this earth, if you do the math, 3.5 years is, so there are 12 months in a year, so that's 36 months plus 6 months. It was only 42 months, but he was willing to commit a full 40 days to praying and fasting before he started his ministry. Basically, he was committing those 3.5 years on this earth in terms of ministerial time into the hands of God. No wonder he was successful and he made it through to the end. And that's one thing I love about our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not just do that. He kept doing it. He was consistent in it. You'll see in the Bible, he records that usually before he starts his day, he goes to pray. Right? So before you start anything, is it a business? Is it like a new course? Is it like school? Is it your day at work? Anything you do, just pray. Commit your ways to God's hands. Because the thing is, God is the one that is able to help you. He can arrange things to work in your favor. Right? He can arrange things to work in your favor. Be like Jesus. Before the break of dawn, pray. Seek the face of God. I'm telling you, this is why quiet time is really important. Fasting is really important. They are very good ways to seek the face of God. They are very good ways to commit things into the hands of God. Right? The Bible says, you know, trust in him and he will bring it to pass. If you trust in God, if you commit your ways into God's hands, he'll make everything work out for you. Now, the next principle, principle number 3 in terms of starting strong, is you need to let go of the old. The Bible says, "Seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets." Right? You need to let go of the old. If you look at the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, if you look at that portion of scripture, you know, if I'm summarizing, it says, you know, this one thing I do, letting go of those things behind me and pressing on toward the mark of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Pressing on. Right? Letting go of the old, looking forward to the new. Right. By definition, when you're starting something new, you know, it means you have to let go of something old. You really cannot be hanging on to the old and embrace the new. You cannot put new wine in old wineskins. That's in Mark 2:22. They just don't fit. That's just the truth. Right. So as long as you are laying hold of the old, you will not grow in the new. There's this part of scripture that even says, having laid hands to the plow, if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God, right? God wants you to completely let go of the old, and he wants you to look forward to what he has in store for you. You can start strong when you're like, okay, things are new, right? Even like when you give your life to Christ, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. All things have passed away. And all things have become new. Everything literally has become new. So walk in that newness of life. Let go of those old ways, those old thought patterns, those old habits, those old things you used to say that were part of your vocabulary, You need to let go of those old things and lay hold of the new. Remember the wife of Lot in the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 19 verse 26. Lot's wife in the Bible, Genesis 19 verse 26. She did not let go of the old. She looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt, right? So don't look back, move forward. If, for example, you know that, wow, I'm an alcoholic, it doesn't make sense to keep hanging out with drinker friends or going to bars. If you don't let go of those old things, you'll fall back into old behavioral patterns. They will tempt you to fall back into your old habits. So what are those weights you have in your life that are keeping you from your destiny? Is it laziness? Is it secret sin? Is it a relationship you're not supposed to be in? Go ahead and let it go. Let go of the old. I'm telling you, Abraham, if you really read the scripture closely, until Abraham let go of Lot, he wasn't able to make much progress in his life. You need to disengage from the baggage that is preventing you from running your race successfully. The Bible says, lay aside every weight. Those things that pertain to the old, they are weights. Lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. And then, principle number four, in terms of starting strong, is you need to run with a vision that is based on the voice of God. You need to run with a vision that's based on the voice of God. There's this part of the Bible that says, you know, write the vision. I think it's Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision, make it plain, you know, that the person that sees it will run with it, right? Run with it, not walk with it, run with it, right? So you need to be very aggressive with the vision, right? So the thing is, if you see all these people, they are like, oh, wow, it's a brand new year. I want to start strong. But you have no vision. If you don't know where you're going, you can never get there. You can never get there. If you literally don't write a plan down, if you have no vision for the year, what starts do you want to have? How are you kickstarting a vision that does not exist, right? The Bible says, write it and make it plain. Make it plain, make it plain, make it plain. Let it be something that is defined. Let it be something that is clearly understandable. And then run with it, right? The thing is, when you're heading in a new direction, you need a map to get there. Well, that map should come from God. I'm telling you, brethren, it's very important to hear the voice of God. Very important to hear the voice of God when you want to start. When you want to start. If God's voice is the thing that powered your start, then you will not end up in the wrong destination because you are walking in the will of God. Right? Because that's the thing. God has promised that he will guide us. There's this part of scripture that says that you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, walk ye in it, right? So you see many people, they start things, they start things without even knowing, with, you know, they don't even have a vision for it, right? If you're starting a business, you need to know where you want that business to go. You need to have a dream in your mind. If you're starting marriage, what do you want that marriage to be like, right? When you're starting the year, you know, what vision are you starting the year with? You need to have a dream for the year in your mind. Right. Let me tell you this. Check the lives of anyone that has accomplished anything of note. I can almost guarantee you they had a vision for where they wanted to be. Right. Like, for example, the church I attend, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, there is a vision. There is a vision. There's a vision for the church. Pretty much every parish has a vision and they walk assiduously towards that vision. Right. How do you think you see business organizations that grow? Or people that are growing in an area like what they're like, okay, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get healthier. They have a vision. I'm telling you this. I want to get healthy is not a vision. Because those visions have no plan. Oh, you know, in this year, I want to try to get healthy. No. A person that makes a good vision has heard the voice of God. And then based on that voice of God, it's a vision that has a defined plan baked into it. This year, I want to lose 10 pounds by exercising 30 minutes every day, keeping myself under 2,000 calories a day, and doing strength training 4 days a week at XYZ gym. That's a good vision because a good vision has a plan around it. A good vision has a plan around it, right? So again, I'm telling you, you need to have a vision. You need to have a goal for your ministry, for your career, for your academics, for your business, for your children, for your spiritual life, right? It's very, very, very important. Very, very, very important. So what do you want your life to be like? What do you want your life to be like? When you know what you want your life to be like, have a specific plan, vision. I'm telling you, you can accomplish way more in your life when there is a plan or vision baked into things, right? And then the final principle I'll discuss today, there's going to be a series number three here, is if you want to Start strong. You need to do things differently. You need to do things differently, right? You cannot be doing the same old things you've been doing and expect to have any kind of change happen in your life, right? It requires a lot of discipline, right? If you've done something before, you've done it wrong, examine yourself and do something different. Don't do the same thing and keep expecting a different kind of result. What were the goals you had last year that you did not achieve? What are the goals you've had for 2022 that you have not achieved? Is there something you can change? Ask yourself these questions. Make those changes. As you make those changes, you can then begin to see a different kind of result. So I'm going to go ahead and pause here. I want to offer you an opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, principle number one that we described in terms of starting strong is starting on the foundation of Jesus. The Bible says, no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, if your life does not have a good foundation right now, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I believe you went to the cross. You shed your blood. You died. You were buried and you rose again on the third day to set me free. I answer your knock on the door of my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Come and have a meal with me. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I want to pray two prayers. I want to pray first for the people that just give their lives to you. Heavenly Father, as they started on this new foundation, let the old in their lives pass away. Let all things become new. Let all things become new. I commit them into your hands. Because Lord, whatever is committed into your hands, you're able to keep. Please keep them to the very end. Don't let them go back into the world. Don't let them backslide. Let everything that is old in their lives, let it pass away. Let all things become new. And on that new foundation in Christ, give them the grace to build with costly, precious stones for the glory of your name. Then I pray for all of us that are listening to this podcast. Father, we commit our upcoming year into your hands. We pray, Lord, that may you help us. Give us the grace to let go of the old. Give us the grace to have plan-based visions that are based on your voice, based on your leading, based on your direction for our lives. Give us the grace to do things and do them differently. Lord, as we do this, as we make these changes based on your leading and your guidance, please let your favor attend our ways. Help us to prosper. Help us to succeed. And in all things, let us be more than conquerors. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that say the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you. Do three things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is very easy to understand. Just read it and do what it says. Find our Bible reading plan. It's a very good way to keep yourself on task with regards to reading the Bible. But Bible reading is something you should do every single day. You can even decide to study in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then secondly, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. The five basic responsibilities of a believer. If you follow those principles, it will help you grow in your walk with God. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church. Not just a church, but a Bible-believing church. A place that preaches the true, undiluted word of God. There are many places that call themselves churches these days that do not do that. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It has thousands of parishes all over the world. It's a great church, but there are also many wonderful churches all over the world. But I encourage you, find a place that preaches the true word of God, that does not twist it around, does not add to it, does not subtract from it. Find a place that preaches the true, undiluted word of God. Fellowship with other believers. Read the Bible. Do what it says, and all be well with you. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your day, and God bless you. Bye for now.